liberty, and justice for all.
Anyone desiring to view the Open Meetings Act may do so. The document is available for public inspection and is located on the table in council chambers as well as on the City of Wayne website. The City Council may go into closed session to discuss certain agenda items to protect the public interest or to prevent the needless injury to the reputation of an individual and if such individual has not requested a public hearing. Item number three is approval of the minutes, April 15th, 2025, and April 29th, 2025, which was our retreat. And you see a little button on, there you go, press your little button, so then you have a light.
Make a motion to approve the meeting minutes.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? And you'll see on your screen, there's some voting there. When I call for the vote, it's, your vote needs to be in, okay? Roll call.
We're here? Oh, wow.
We're learning.
Okay.
Do you have seven?
I do have seven. Okay. I already called roll call. And let's see, put it on, the minutes are approved unanimously. Item number four is approval of the claims.
So moved. Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call. There we go. The claims are approved. Item number five is a public hearing to consider the Planning Commission's recommendation regarding the final plat of Riley's Addition. Scheduled time is 5:30. And we have Joel Hansen going to give us the lowdown.
Joel Hansen, Street Planning Director. So the Planning Commission had their public hearing last night. We had no commentary, and they did approve and forward recommendation approval unanimously. This plat will basically create two lots that will allow you to sell off the Final Touch building and the chunk of property south of the building down to basically the edge of the north parking, north edge of the parking lot there. Wes mentioned last night, we're having to visit with Amy a little bit, the timing of when we file this plat, because that gets rid of CarQuest legal description. So you may need to purchase CarQuest, file the plat, and then sell them the Final Touch in that order in order to make those legal descriptions work.
We'll discuss that, yeah.
We'll discuss that.
That came up last night. I was like, ooh, that's...
And the reason it's before you as a full-blown replat as part of that Final Touch property was previously unplatted as part of the old railroad right-of-way. Otherwise, we could have done this administratively.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? Would anybody else like to speak at this public hearing? There being none, I will close the public hearing. Item number six is resolution 2025-28, approving the final plat of Riley's Addition.
I'll introduce resolution 2025-28, move for approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a couple of seconds. Roll call. Is it, no, there it goes. All right. And the resolution has passed. I think she can press the button like before as we're discussing, so then it comes up.
Okay. Like now?
And we'll let you know if not everyone votes in favor of it for the press. Yeah.
Okay. Item number seven is a resolution 2025-29, approving the interlocal agreement to share law enforcement resources between the City of Wayne and the Board of Trustees of the Nebraska State Colleges, doing business as Wayne State College. Do I have Marlon coming up to tell me about this? And Mr. Westerhold.
Marlon Chen, Chief of Police. I have with me Cody Westerhold, who is the Dean of Students for Wayne State College. Be the representative that's on your interlocal agreement. This agreement's been in place probably close to 20 years. It's varied hours, varied a few things over the years. Not a lot of changes on this one. The last one was in place for 3 years, so it's just time to renew it. About the only changes that took place with this one is they removed some of the training and some of the fire panel involvement. They keep that in-house with their own people and took it off of our plate. So we were good with that, but it puts an officer on the college campus 3 nights a week for about 18 hours a week.
And where at on campus is the officer?
They are all over the place. They can patrol, they go through the dorms, they make contact with the RAs and RDs. It's kind of a PR time when they're in the dorms, just to get to know who to go to if they need something. If they need questions answered, they know who to go to in the dorms to contact people, and it works out well.
I see only minor changes made. Anything else to know on this, or just kind of business as usual with a few things?
Kind of business as usual. Inflation increase that was added to us with this annual CPI for March index. Some of the colleges use this all the time, so we just stay with it.
My biggest issue was going to be the get out of it clause. It's a 60-day by either party. In case we would be down in staff, we have added school resource officer now, so that was something that was not when we originally did this. So just to have that flexibility. Not saying that's going to happen, but just to have that flexibility.
I'll introduce resolution 2025-29 and move for approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any more questions? Any more discussion? Roll call?
Do you have anything to say?
Did you want to
speak? Marlon covered it all, so I appreciate that.
Didn't know if you had any other comments or.
This has been a really great working agreement between the college and the city. We've really appreciated all that extra support. So.
Yeah. Okay. Roll call.
Somebody did not vote.
Somebody was a little bit there. And the resolution has passed.
Thank you.
Item number 8 is resolution 2025-27, approving plans and specification for the Wayne Prairie Park Phase 4 East Ditch Storm Sewer Project.
Jordan Utesh is on this on the line with Olson. Zoom is a little funnier tonight because it's just me. So, but Jordan, can you talk and see if we can hear you?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. So I guess just kind of wanted to present the plans and the project estimate just to kind of get your guys' approval to move forward with bidding this project out towards the end of the month. That way we can get this project going as soon as possible while contractors are still available.
So. This was the phase 4 of Prairie Park, that is 4A, 4A, B, and C. If you remember, we decided to do 3 separate bids on this. So this is 4A, and this would be out of the street fund portion, not out of the grant funds.
Do we have an estimate on the cost for this?
380 is, I believe, is in.
360.
360,
I'm sorry, 360.
Okay.
You anticipate quite a few bidders?
Did you hear that, Jordan?
Do you anticipate quite a few bidders?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, we've been out 3 projects so far this year. I think each one of them has had 6 bidders so far, which is pretty good, and they've all been really competitive. So seems like everyone's fairly hungry yet. And trying to get some work lined up for the summer, so I don't think there should be any problem with getting some people to bid on it.
So you said this is projected for a 2025 construction. How long of a project time are you anticipating this to take?
I guess I would anticipate if we sign contracts somewhere between the beginning to middle of June, I would anticipate they'd probably start beginning of July, and it shouldn't take longer than 2 months, obviously pending weather, but it should be a fairly simple project. Everything should be on site as far as grading or fill material goes.
Okay.
Motion to introduce resolution 2025-27, approving the plans and specifications for the Wayne Prairie Park Phase 4 East Ditch Storm Sewer Project.
Second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion or questions? Roll call. And the motion passes.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you.
Item number nine, action on application and certificate of payment number 8 in the amount of $85,648 to Audi Construction Company LLC for the Wayne Parks and Rec Maintenance Building Project. This is with Carlson West Pravandra Architects.
And Bob is on the phone.
All right.
I'm on the phone, and I know you guys are working through new technology, so hopefully you can all see me or hear me, not see me. So we had our monthly OAC meeting with Audi Construction and Wesson Lowell on site. They're nearing completion. This takes you through 87% payment. We're waiting on some louvers. We're waiting on some interior paint, so there's still work to be done. Audi is expecting, with the louvers not showing up till June, that that's probably a more likely timeframe for wrapping up the building. They have, when I was there last, window openings are cut. They were waiting to put the windows in. That may have happened since I was there. But as far as the amount requested, the $83,798, I'm certifying that that is good for payment based on the project that we observed. I did notice some damage on one of the panels on the west face. Keith was aware of that. They said they've already ordered replacement. I think sounded like maybe it was the electrician that backed into it, but that's something that will get repaired and replaced at no cost to the city.
Bob, you said it was 83,000 and change. Right now, we're looking at the change.
Oh, sorry. I'm on the wrong sheet. I'm looking at City Hall.
Okay.
Let me correct my number. It's 85,648.
Okay. Just one double check.
Okay.
Bob, everything else going well, I guess, on your end for the project? Any concerns?
No concerns. We did have, as part of getting the boiler systems put in, Audi had to frame a partial wall, which will become part of the future wall for the offices. So I coordinated that with Keith, and we talked about that with Lowell and Wes on site. It'll easily be integrated into the future framing for what will be the interior office spaces, and we put it at a height so that they could still coordinate with floor joists and storage lofts that are meant to go above. That's one change that if you went out there today and saw a partial wall in there, it's necessary for some of the boiler distribution piping that feeds to the manifold that then feeds to your underground heating system that runs through the concrete slab. But other than that, Keith's been pretty good and communicative. Anytime he's come across changes like that, then we go over that stuff with the owner as well. I mean, so far, we don't have any real change orders to speak of on this job. Just the net negative change orders from the very beginning when we changed out the metal panel systems. So we're still well on target as far as budgets go with this one.
And let me just point out, I do not like the podium, but I did see Keith walk in, but I cannot see him. I can't even see an inch of him. Would you like to give us an update? I can't see him. I almost forgot you were here.
That was strategic by my Keith Nolte, Audi Construction Company. The windows are in. Bob alluded that he wasn't sure. We did get those installed a week ago last Friday, and that's coming along. We got doors closing now. We got them locked with lock sets. There is no key function on those because the keys are provided by the city, and then we got closures on there, so if the wind blows now, the doors shouldn't whip way open or things like that. Painter is made aware that The city would like to start to utilize some of that space for some storage because of the ongoing contracts and things are moving around with the Final Touch building down there. We are aware of that. We are working towards that. We do not see that as an issue for the week. I was given a deadline of around May 15th or so, which is about a week and a couple of days. So we should be able to accommodate all that and moving forward in that fashion. So
keep the
pipe bars to install yet, and we'll get those going.
The louvers that Bob has talked about, are those for the exhaust fans or what?
Yes, it's for makeup air and the exhaust fans based on if the CO2 level gets too high or another level gets too high. Because in the wintertime, if you're in there running vehicles, running lawnmowers and things like that, there is a risk of that. And so we have sensors installed and monitors and all that, so those should kick on automatically. And I think it also has a humistat on it, so then if the humidity level gets too high in there, it'll pull through. Because the one louver's on the north end inside the wash bay with a transfer louver going through the wash bay wall down to the boiler room to suck all that air out and stuff like that. So that's the reason for the exhaust system.
And you're thinking that they're not going to ship till June, is that correct?
I need to verify that, but yes, that was the last date. I have some of the parts and pieces, but okay. Not all of them. So.
Okay.
Other questions? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll move to approve the application certificate of payment number 8 in the amount of $85,648 to Audi Construction for the Wayne Parks and Rec Maintenance Building Project.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion? Roll call. And the action has been, certificate of payment has been approved. Item number 10.
Thanks, Bob.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Item number 10, Ordinance 2025-8, amending Title 3, Administration, Chapter 13, City Council, Section 31 through 27, regular meeting. This is, we discussed this at our retreat about changing our City Council meetings to Monday nights, the first and third Monday nights. And I don't know if we're ready to take a vote on that, if has a little bit of time to think about it. Is that still a good idea?
Same time, 5:30?
Yes. I'd like not to change that.
As stated during the retreat, I am indifferent. I will defer to the council on this. Monday, Tuesday doesn't bother me. So,
as the attorney who has four little kids in school, Tuesdays and Thursdays are terrible because that's when all of their activities are. Obviously, I will be here for all the meetings, but Mondays would allow me to go to more of my kids' activities.
Yeah, and I didn't know like what was all affected by our change. We have the Planning Commission, and they talked last night.
Mm-hmm.
What'd they have to say?
Yeah, I mean, you need to take it, Joel? Sure. Is that turn my mic on. People can hear me or not. Planning Commission talked, and they said Mondays, they like to stay on Mondays, but they didn't care what Monday of the month. I think a few of them were like, no, that we really need to change anything, but when they said if it stays on Mondays, they're fine with the fourth Monday, and that's what they would go to then.
And Joel, I don't know if you got my email. I'm not the attorney for the school. I think it's just because of the public in case they wanted to go to both of those. So it's not a conflict for me, depending on which Monday, but yeah.
We just kept it off the second Monday and just said the fourth Monday. And then if Planning Commission has something to approve or recommend, then you'd have a week, at least 1 week, to get to the first Monday of the month. Or sometimes they would be on the fourth, and if you had a fifth Monday, then we would have 2 weeks in between there.
I suggested starting this the first Monday in July. Brittany, you may not like that. Anyone else have any issue with starting July? You know, give it pretty much a month and a half.
It will require three readings. So.
Yeah. No reason to push it along. You know, where we wait three readings. readings and that type of thing.
I don't think so.
Let it ride its course.
Yeah, I feel like we should. I mean, I'm open to the idea of changing to a Monday. I'm okay with that.
I think
I could get used to my life revolving around Mondays instead of right now Tuesdays, which happen to be Taco Tuesday.
I think it's generally a good idea, not just for the current council members sitting here, but future ones. If we had that going forward, I think you are more likely to have conflicts on Tuesday nights with school activities, games, concerts, like tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
And such. I think it's a good idea.
I'm going to introduce ordinance 2025-8. Move for approval with the effective date starting the first Monday in July.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. We have time for more discussion.
I also want to say I like the idea of starting it on July 1st in the dead of summer when there aren't any as many activities. I think it's a good time to make a change like this.
Yeah.
Not as many activities that affect our meetings.
Okay. Roll call. And the motion is approved. Item number 11, action to appoint council member to the Community Redevelopment Authority. I'd like to suggest Austin Hauser to fill Cale's position on the CRA. I've talked with Austin a little bit about this, and he attended the meeting last week. It was last week, and I think Austin would be a good appointment to the CRA. Are you taking some active, being pretty active in listening to what we had to say?
Second.
I'll make a motion to approve council member Hauser. You can't make a motion.
You're
chugging away from her.
That's right.
Take away my vote and my motion, yes. Everything.
So you make the motion.
Yeah, I'll move to approve Austin for that.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve Austin Hauser for the CRA. And roll call. And the motion is approved. Right, thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 12 is our city administrator evaluation. Right. I would suggest we go into closed session and keep Betty in the room.
I'm going to make a motion to go in closed session to protect the interests of the city and also to include city council, Betty, and mayor. And
Do you want her?
The attorney as well.
Oh, that's motion.
I don't know. I will second that.
Amy? I'm okay not being here or being here. I mean, Betty knows how I feel about Wes, right, Betty? You can really.
Excluding city attorney.
So. Have a motion?
Second.
I have a second. Thank you. We have a motion and a second to go into closed session.
And Jordan, I'm going to end you now.
Hanging on.
He did. Stay on. Okay, we're in closed session.
I'm just about ready to roll call. I think I'm waiting for one more person.
Yeah.
Pick the right meeting.
Right. One more person.
They were smart.
Right.
They didn't procrastinate. They knew exactly
you
what
love
they were
me.
Doing.
We're on this side. It's good.
Those who haven't voted, please do so.
Yeah. When we get out, there we go. Roll call. And we're in closed session. Thank you. Okay. Roll call. And we are out of closed session. We are adjourned.
I gotta know, do you have like, except on your little screen, do you like do the roll call button, or does that just pop up?
I made Betty do it.
Oh.
I think I am just
what?